true that is, that Jesus Christ is Lord, and every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess it. Believers, unbelievers, all are going to come to a place where they confess Jesus Christ as Lord. We're so glad you're in the Lord's house today, and I see that you got your clock set right, and I'm glad that you're here, and we're glad for those that are listening online and for those that are listening over the radio. And we just pray that each person that's worshiping with us is blessed to the Lord. Let's pray. Father, as we bow before you today, we thank you for a new day, a fresh day, a day that comes from you. Now, Father, today as we gather to worship you, may Jesus Christ be Lord of all that we say, all that we sing, all that we do, all that we preach. Father, I pray your blessing upon those in this church house, those online, those on the radio, that each one that's listening to my voice will not only listen to my voice, but will listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, that he might minister to us and we might minister unto you. Lord, this is your day, your hour. We honor you, we give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, good morning, everyone. It is so good to see you all this morning. We're going to, this is the beginning of a new month, and here we are in November. Where did it all go? And so, but anyway, here it is, November. So we want to recognize the birthdays for the month of November. Dane Barbie, November the 9th. Stacy Talley, November the 11th. Pamela Louder, November the 17th. Allison Barbie, November the 18th. And Tamara Hahn, November the 24th. Have I missed anyone? All right. Brenda, if you'll give me a key over there.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
And we don't have any anniversaries for the month of November, so... So that's the way it works sometimes. All right, we've been asked to repeat a few songs, two songs for this Sunday, as it goes along with the pastor's message. And believe me, that's one thing I try to do and want to try to do is do what we can to make support. And that's what this is all about. So let's sing. It'll be 177 in the books, and there's something about that name. And ladies, if you will, we're going to repeat that. Okay, so it's. We'll repeat the song, the chorus. It's just a short little chorus. There's something about that name. As we stand, please. Be seated. I have some announcements for you this morning and some prayer requests. The announcements that I have this morning to share with you, the Children's Church was scheduled to be started this week, but we are going to delay it. I think you all got the voicemail to that, but we are going to delay the Children's Church, and it's not an indefinite thing. We're going to get it going. I promise we're going to be part of it, but right now, we feel like it's just not ready. The time is not right for it. So you'll keep praying that this coronavirus is going to subside somewhat. Unfortunately, I don't see it happening very fast. Do you all? And so I just don't see it happening fast. But we will be working toward that goal. Baptist Children's Home this month just starts this month. And we've got some new envelopes down front for you. So you want to pick those up? I want you to give generously. Give generously, please. So we'll have some more news coming in the future on this program. So please give generously as much as you can. The Samaritan's Purse is due by November the 8th. You see over here, we're getting a good start with it. And I think I heard Pamela said we get enough, we'll do a Christmas tree out of it. And that'll be great, wouldn't it? So let's keep them coming. Keep them coming. I will say also to you, let you know that the handling fee or the fee that goes with this will be handled by the church, will be covered by the church. So don't put any money in the box, or don't worry about paying for it online or whatever. I know some of you may have already done that. If you have, it's marked, and we'll take care of that. But the church will be outreach, and it'll be out of a budget outreach and evangelism. So I can't think of a better way to use that money. Can you? I mean, I really can't. So that's the way that'll be handled. And I thank you, Greg, for your committee. And I spoke to Greg about this before, obviously, before I would make this announcement. Adult Bible study will continue on this Wednesday at 6:30. We encourage you to come and be with us. We're doing safe distancing, and we're having a good time. And so we'll come on. And Pastor Ed, we're in the book of Proverbs, and boy, that's wisdom, right? And so I'll tell you this much, I can use it. There's no doubt about it. So you all come and be with us, if you will. We'll continue our sanctuary service, the webcast, and our radio cast as we are doing it now until further notice. And so that's all the stewardship committee. I've got an announcement here. The stewardship committee needs to meet for a few moments after service today. Meet down front here in the sanctuary for Greg, okay? So you stewardship committee members, remember your meeting today. That's all the announcements I have. Anyone have any more? Yes.
Sizes and whether it's for man or woman, we can get them at Walmart or wherever. to do that if you would see me on this side over here after service is over. I'll get some names to just get an idea of how many are interested in participating. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Pam. Anywhere else? Anybody else? All right. We'll continue on to our prayer request for the day. I have a few that I have jotted down, and I want you all to share. Let's remember Jeff Kay, and as he is recuperating from open heart surgery or bypass surgery. Talk with Lori. Excuse me. Lori has given me some information as of this morning that he's doing fine, but he's not making the progress as quickly as he wants to make. Now, you can write that in any way you want to. I would think that that's probably the way I expected it, don't you? But they're saying now that he will probably get to come home Tuesday or Wednesday, which is good news, I think. That's good news. And y'all keep in prayer from him. And also, while you're doing that, let's pray for Lori. I tell you, so the most unsung heroes I know are the caregivers. And there's no doubt. And without them, that it'd be really a sad situation. So you all pray for Lori as this goes through. Let's remember Jeff's mom. I talked with Lori about his mom as well. She went through a round of chemo and said she's doing fine, but she's just really tired and exhausted, which, again, is to be expected from that. Let's remember Don Whitley. Don Whitley, was several of us have made contact with Don and talked to him. Don is doing okay, but he's weak, and he's having some problems and some. But so he's using a walker some, they said, and so. But Don needs our prayers, and so let's keep him in our prayers. We miss Don. Miss Don a lot, but he's one of those people that, and understandably so, that feels more comfortable at home listening than he does here in sanctuary. So let's keep Don in our prayers. Remember Pat Burgess. Pat Burgess is still not able to be with us this morning. She's weak again and not able to travel outside the home. Let's remember her. Vivian, didn't you, Kenny, would you talk about, was it Vivian that has the hip replacement?
Yes, she's getting, I made a mistake, supposed to be the 10th, I thought it was the past evening.
Okay.
Scheduled for a hip replacement.
Okay, so Vivian is scheduled for a hip replacement. Let's keep her and Mike in our prayers, okay? That's a great need there, too. So, Wayne Williams, I have Wayne Williams down to remember, and also let's remember the Joe Smith family. What a loss. What a loss that is, and what a heaven's gain. What a heaven's gain. Boy, I tell you, I've never met anybody just exactly like that man, and so I praise God for his life and what he did. And a nice article in the paper, by the way. Get a chance to read that. It's good reading for him. Do I have any more this morning I want to add to the prayer list, please? Yes.
Update on Sheila Bolton. She's still in the medical, yes, coma, but they did do a lung biopsy and were able to remove some of the mucus that was in there. But she may be on ventilator.
She's on a ventilator.
And out till probably December. But anyway, we need to keep praying for her.
Okay.
Robert's niece, Nicole Johnson, that we've been praying for all summer with cervical cancer.
Yes.
She's finished her treatments, went back for her 7-week checkup. She has nodules on her lungs.
Okay.
So we need to pray that specifically that they're benign.
Yes.
And that she's received healing, because she is really down. But she is a Christian, and that's amazing.
Okay.
And then last but not least, Dean Pennell, P-E-N-N-E-L-L. He was our cabinet making teacher at West Stanley for 1,000 years.
Yes, I heard about
that. And he passed away.
Well, he did pass away?
Yeah, he passed away last week one day. But pray for that family.
Okay. Anyone else? Yes, Janice.
My nephew, Larry Coley, he's having some heart issues.
Okay. Yes.
I talked with Linda Friday, I believe it was, and she said that Bryson took his next to the last treatment for this round, and he didn't have as much trouble afterwards on this time as he had been having. He'll have another round of chemo that will come up about middle of this month.
Okay.
November. Then, if everything goes well, he should be home by the 1st of December.
Okay.
And then he will go, the way it's set up now, he will go back every 3 months for a 3-day checkup and test.
for the first year, and then the next year it will be twice a year.
Okay.
St. Jude, and but he is doing better.
Okay.
We feel good that this treatment didn't treat him quite as bad.
Okay. Let's see, Lionel.
Yeah, I received a phone call this morning from my brother, his father-in-law, Dookie Holt.
I'm sorry, I didn't get it, Lionel.
His name was known as Dookie Holt, H-O-L-T.
Yeah.
He passed away this morning.
Rookie? I'm not sure.
Dookie.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Don't ask me what his real name is.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just, yeah. I wasn't picking that up at all with the mask. I'm sorry about that.
Dookie.
Okay, I got it now. Sorry about that, Lionel.
That's okay.
All right, anyone else?
Janet.
Yes.
I would just like to pray for everybody with COVID, like everybody in the world.
Yes. For sure, Will.
God is still on the
throne. All right.
We need to pray for Emmanuel Baptist Church, Joe's Church.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Family.
Let's pray for Emmanuel Baptist Church. So that's Joe Smith Church and the family there. All right. Yes, ma'am.
Randy Oliver, a cousin of mine, he's got the COVID and he's on a ventilator.
Yes.
He was in Concord, but they've had to take him to Charlotte for some treatments.
Okay. Randy Oliver. Okay. There's another one here. Yeah. Yes. All right. A lot of needs, aren't there? But you know what? Isn't it wonderful to know God's able? Yeah. Let's pray, please. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to say thank you for this Lord's Day you've given us. We thank you, Lord, for the many, many blessings. And always, Lord, before I ask you for anything, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for the ones that are here. Thank you for their health. Now, Lord, as we go down this list this morning and as we are being specific in your name, we want to lift these folks up to you, these families up to you, for the needs that they have. Lord, we want to remember Jeff Kay as he is recuperating. We pray, Lord, that you'll give his strength back, give his courage back, and he'll be back with us before long, we pray. Pray for Lori as she continues to give caregiver. Lord, we want to pray for Don Whitley this morning, Lord, as he is fighting cancer, Lord, and we pray for him. We pray that you touch his body. Pray for Jeff Kay's mom as she is indeed fighting cancer as well with chemo treatment. Miss Pat Burgess, Lord, we pray for her as she is weak, Lord, and she needs her touch from you. We pray for Miss Vivian also, as the hip replacement is in her future, for Mr. Wayne Williams. And then, Lord, we pray for your servant's family, Mr. Joe Smith, Reverend Joe Smith. We pray for him, Lord, and the family, Lord, what a loss they're having. And then, Lord, we pray for the church. We pray for Emmanuel, his church, and then what a loss they're experiencing. But Lord, we know that you can fit a need to their hearts and to the blessings that they need. And then Lord, we ask a special blessing upon Sheila Bolton as she continues to fight the coronavirus. Robert's niece, Nicole, is fighting cancer. Dean Purnell family, Lord, we lift them up to you at their loss. Larry Coley, Lord, we pray for him this morning, the family. And then little Bryson, as he continues to battle cancer, we pray for him as he continues on. And for Nikki Holt, Lord, we pray for him this morning, the coronavirus. Emmanuel Baptist Church, we've already mentioned to them, Lord, but we know that there's a great need there. We pray for Randy Oliver. Lift him up to you this morning, who's battling the cancer of the virus. And then, Lord, as Kenny has asked, Lord, let's remember our country. Election Day is coming next week, Lord, and help us all, Lord, to vote, Lord, and pray, Lord, and vote as our hearts dictate. And Lord, we pray a blessing upon our nation like we've never seen before. And Lord, as I was reading the numbers this morning on the coronavirus and how it seems that it's still out of control, Lord, I know you have a plan, but Lord, I would ask your will be done, obviously, But Lord, if it be your will, I pray, Lord, that you will help us. Help us, Lord, with a vaccine. Help us some way, Lord, that we can get through this virus. Now, Lord, we ask a special blessing upon our church service today. We thank you for those who are helping today with the service and who have a part. Thank you for Miss Kathy, or she'll come and sing. And then, Lord, we lift up Pastor Ed to you. We pray for him as he comes forward to us. And then, Lord, we'll be very quickly, Lord, to add, Lord, that these prayers are given in your name. And we pray it in your name, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, if you would please take your hymnal, look on the wall, we'll go. We're going to do God is So Good, all four verses. This is our praise song for today. God is So Good, 23, as we stand.
How's everyone today? Leonard texted me this morning and asked if I could put something together, and so I picked one that I've done before, and I hope you guys enjoy it. It's one of my favorites. So there is a Savior.
There is a Savior. What joy express, his eyes are mercy, his word. Eyes of mercy, his
Kathy. I did ask them to sing the same songs that they sang last week because I want to talk about the same Jesus we talked about last week. Don't want to just continue that thought. As we look at the example of the New Testament church and how they glorified and honored and lifted up and walked and talked in the name of Jesus. Now you think about it, visitation programs you might have been on, people that have come and knocked on your door and invited you to their church. And I think about some of the ones that have knocked on my door and people that I've been off with and visiting. And think about them in comparison to the New Testament church. You just got to come and hear our choir. We got the greatest choir. They sound like a bunch of angels. They didn't have a choir. We've just installed $1 million organ with all the pipes and bells and whistles. It just rings in our... They didn't have an organ. We've got a preacher with a PhD. No, they had preachers that were from up in the mountains. You think about it. You just got to come and see our building. We've got padded pews. We've got air conditioned system and that just makes the temperature just perfect. They didn't have a building. You know, the Bible says they met from house to house. And from time to time they met, and I think it was Solomon's porch in the temple when they had big gatherings. But for years, the church didn't have a building. A lot of the things that we emphasize, they didn't have. Our denomination is the one right denomination. There wasn't but one denomination. You think about it. All the things that we emphasize sometimes when we're out visiting, they didn't have. But what did they have? They had a real relationship with a Jesus that was crucified, resurrected, and ascended into heaven and was coming again. They had a relationship that was Jesus that who was living, who was Lord, who was forever, powerful, Son of God. They had an experience with Jesus that was so precious, so perfect, so real, that it just showed on their faces and it showed in all their actions. Now, we're going to start in Matthew 16 and then we're going to go over to the book of Acts and we're going to look at some of the things about this Jesus that they were talking about. In Acts 16, beginning at verse 13, when Jesus came again into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets." He saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?"
And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. I say unto thee that thou art Peter. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. By divine revelation, they came to realize that Jesus Christ was the Messiah, the Son of the living God. That he was different from any other rabbi, he was different from any other teacher, he was different from any other prophet, that he was exalted to a level that was above everybody that had ever been. And they knew it by divine revelation. And Jesus said, I'm going to build my church upon that revelation, that I am the Son of the living God. Everything rises and falls upon that fact. That Jesus is who he says he was, that he is who heaven revealed him to be, that he is who the disciples discovered and received that revelation. Everything built upon Jesus. It's not built upon preachers. It's not built upon denominations. It's not built upon music. It's not built upon anything but the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said the power to bind and loose and everything all flew out and came out of that revelation that Jesus Christ was the Son of the living God. Now you see, when that early church ministered, they ministered under the power of who Jesus not only was, but who Jesus is. Because he not just was, he now is and forever will be the Son of the living God. Then turn over to Acts 2, the day of Pentecost. Acts 2. And you know, in Acts 2, we read about the day of Pentecost was fully come, and the disciples were in the upper room, and the Holy Spirit came, and tongues of fire, and they began to speak in tongues, and they went out into the streets, and people were coming from all directions, and they began to gather around and say, what is going on? And so Peter gathered that crowd around and he began to preach. Now, Peter preached about a number of things in that sermon, but most of all, he emphasized Jesus. Look at verse 21. Acts 2:21, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves know. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. Whom God hath raised up. Whom God hath raised up. Then verse 32. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Verse 33. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this which you now see and hear. Verse 36. Then let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made this same Jesus, whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. In verse 37, they said, well, what are we supposed to do about this? Verse 38, Peter said unto them, repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For this promise is to you and to your children, to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. You see, Peter emphasized the life, the crucifixion, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he emphasized salvation was to come through Jesus, and 3,000 people were saved that day. It was all because of Jesus. You know, the very first sermon of what we would call the church age, Peter glorified Jesus. He didn't glorify church. He didn't glorify anything but Jesus. And that's what we still need to do, is glorify Jesus. Now let's turn over to Acts 8. You remember, they got into a problem. They elected some deacons to handle it. And so when you get over in Acts 8, verse 5, one of those deacons, it says, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria, and what? He preached Christ unto them. Peter was a deacon. Not Peter. Philip was a deacon. And he goes to Samaria, and what does he do? He preaches Jesus. He preaches Jesus. He wants to tell these people about Jesus. And if you know, remember your Bible, there was a great revival. Then go on down to 8, verse 30. Let's go back to verse 29. The Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. Philip ran thither to him and heard that he read the prophet Isaiah and said, understand thou what thou readest? And he said, how can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. And the place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, like a lamb dumb under his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. And in his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. Who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch asked Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet, this of himself or some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him, what? Jesus. Isn't that interesting? He didn't say, now brother, we're going in some deep theological prophetic studies here. Let me go back and start talking about who Isaiah was and all that led up to this and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. No, it just said he just preached Jesus to him. He took the scripture that was at hand and brought out a message about Jesus. It seems that wherever Philip went, you could listen to Philip preach and he's going to talk about Jesus. It all had to do with Jesus. Everything felt and flowed from Jesus. The New Testament church didn't have a message except the message of Jesus. And that's what the world still needs to hear, is not our politics, but Jesus. Amen. Not our good works, but Jesus. Our good works should glorify Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Now flip back to Acts 3. Peter and John, verse 1, were going to the temple, hour of prayer. A man was lame from his mother's womb, and he asked alms. And he asked alms from Peter and John. And Peter, verse 4, fasting his eyes, said unto him with John, look on us. And the man gave heed unto them, expecting they're going to reach in their pockets and pull out some money and give to him. But that didn't what happened. Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand, lifted him up. He immediately received his feet and ankle bones, received strength. He, leaping up, stood and walked and entered into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Healing came in the name of Jesus. Peter didn't claim to be some great anointed evangelist. He just said, in the name of Jesus. Now, the Lord anoints certain people and gives them special abilities and gifts in healing. That's true. You read that in Corinthians. But here, Peter just says, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And the man was healed. Now, I've heard this story I'm going to tell you attributed to St. Francis of Assisi and also to Martin Luther. And I don't know which is true. I've heard it assigned to either one. But one of those old timers was in Rome. And the priest that was showing him around said, look at all of this gold and all this finery. And he said, you know, the church can no longer say, silver and gold have I none. And then whether it was Martin Luther or whether it was St. Francis of Assisi, it doesn't matter. But he said in reply, sadly, neither can the church now say, in the name of Jesus, rise and walk. The New Testament church didn't have a lot in the realm of money, buildings, finery, but they had power. And the power was in the name of Jesus. And anytime a church swaps finery for the power of the name of Jesus, we've come to a misunderstanding of what it means to be a New Testament church. A New Testament church ought to be walking in the power of Jesus. We ought to be seeing things happen that only can be explained by the fact that Jesus showed up. Now, the healing came through the name of Jesus. And the enemies of the church recognized exactly what was happening. If you go on over to Acts 4, as they spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, and what? Being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. The enemies of the church said, we hate it that you're talking about Jesus. We hate it that you're saying Jesus was resurrected. And then when you go on to verse 7, and when they set them in the midst of, they asked, by what power, what name have you done this? And then verse 18, and they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. They thought if we could get them to stop talking about Jesus, we're going to be okay. We're going to snuff out this Christian stuff if we can just get them to stop talking about Jesus. The enemies of the church recognized the power of the name of Jesus, and they still do. Brother, we want you to come and speak and have the opening prayer at this big event, but not in the name of Jesus. You can talk about God all you want to, but just don't say anything about Jesus. Because people won't know what God you're talking about, whether you're talking about Jehovah or Allah or some other God. But just don't talk about Jesus. It's sad, but the name of Jesus is still a reproach. But it's wonderful that the name of Jesus is still the power of God unto salvation.
Amen.
Now in verse 12 of Acts 4, Peter gets down to the nitty-gritty of the whole thing. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The enemies of the church recognized the problem. Peter said, listen, everything comes around Jesus. He's the only one to say, name, it's the only name that leads to salvation. It was then, it is now, it always will be the name of Jesus. What did Brenda play to start? Something about that name. What did Kathy sing about? There's a Savior. It's Jesus. That's not a popular message in our day. It wasn't a popular message back then either. It's never been a popular message. But it is the way. You know, was it the hippies that made the one-way sign? There's one way. Well, that just isn't fair. Thank God there is a way. God could have let us all die and go to hell. But he did give us one way. Now, whether or not a person chooses to participate in that one way is their personal choice. It's not a signed, sealed, and delivered thing that you're just going to automatically make it or not make it. You get to choose, and I get to choose, and everybody that's listening to me gets to choose. Now, you think about something here for a moment. For 100 years, old Noah built an ark. His sons helped him. He may have paid some other people to help build. Cut some timber for him. Go out and bring him in some buckets of tar or pitch, whatever he put on to seal that big boat. And there were people that laughed at him. They scorned him. They rebuked him. They thought the old man lost his mind. He's talking about a rain, and there's never been a rain before. He's out there, in a sense, in the desert building a boat. And there's not enough water that anybody even knows about that can float the thing. And then when all of those animals started showing up, can you imagine? What is that old man doing? And then when he got them all on the boat, the town may have tried to get a petition up because of the smell. But folks, when the rain came, there was one way of safety, and that was that ark. And Noah and his wife and his sons and their wives were all on it. Now, if the people had repented, the flood wouldn't have come. You say, well, why do you say that? You think about Jonah going through Nineveh saying, God is going to destroy this place. And the Ninevites repented in sackcloth and ashes, including the king, and God spared them. God would have spared the world if they had repented, but no, they said, want nothing to do with it. We're eating and drinking and making merry and marrying and doing everything and having their good time and rejecting the ways of God led to destruction. And it didn't matter whether somebody in Noah's town was the best person in town or the most evil. Everybody perished that was not in the ark. Everybody perished that was not in the ark. And Peter here says, there's no other name given among men whereby a person must be saved. It's only in the name of Jesus. Every other person who does not have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ is going to perish. There's coming a day when every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And some will do it willingly, gladly, they've been doing it since the moment they accepted Jesus. And there are others that are going to do it in great sorrow and great dismay because it's going to seal their doom. One way, Jesus, then, now, and forever. One way is Jesus. And you see, a New Testament church is going to glorify Jesus. It's going to honor Jesus. It's going to minister in the power of the name of Jesus. It all comes around to Jesus. Never be ashamed of Jesus. Jesus said those that honor me before men, I will honor before the Father. Those that dishonor me before men, I will not recognize before the Father. Never be ashamed of the name of Jesus. And pray that God will restore to our church and to our generation the power of the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That it won't be just something that I or somebody else gets up here and preaches about, but it will be something that is demonstrated that we might leave the building from time to time saying, look at what Jesus did. Not look at what the preacher did. Not look at what one of the deacons did. But look and receive and glorify and praise God for what Jesus did in this place today. I pray that we're going to see that. I pray that we're going to see that. And he's going to receive the glory. He's going to receive the glory. Make much of Jesus. Make much of Jesus. Father, as we bow before you this morning, we thank you that you so loved us, that you sent your son Jesus to teach us how to live, to die for our sins, to be raised in triumph over Satan, to ascend into glory and to send us the Holy Spirit, whereby through that Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, you can demonstrate your glory and your power. Jesus, we welcome your presence through the Spirit in Barbies Grove Baptist Church. May every time we gather, may we let Jesus be honored. May we see your presence. May we experience your glory. May you do things in our midst that can only be explainable by your power. You know the needs of this church. You know the needs of this community. You know what you want to do. And so, Father, we just pray that you will do it. As Jesus taught us to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Where? On earth, as it's done in heaven. And we know it's done perfectly in heaven. So, Father, may it be done perfectly here on earth. Now, Father, as we leave, I pray your blessings, your peace, your anointing, your comfort, and your joy to be upon this people. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you.